listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a breaking news briefing.
I, Anthony Norman Albanese, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people in the office of Prime Minister.
He's done it from living in council housing to the 31st Prime Minister of Australia, ending a decade of Labor in opposition. Anthony Albanese has been sworn in Canberra this morning, along with his deputy Richard Marles, Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Finance Minister Katie Gallagher. The PM and Wong will head to Tokyo today for tomorrow's Quad Leaders Summit with Japan, the US and India. Meantime, Scott Morrison has held his final party at Kirribilli House, the former PM drinking a beer while his wife Jenny brought out a tray of margaritas. The family also took a turn in some whip cracking. Morrison has stood down as coalition leader and Peter Dutton is tipped to take the job. Former Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce has told Seven he's happy with his job as Nationals leader, refusing to play the blame game for the coalition's loss.
The Nationals actually grew during that election. And so, you know, I'll stand behind the job I did. And, it'd be like blaming Dave Sharma for something going wrong in a regional area. That's just not pertinent. And I think that, you know, we should be happy in the Nationals that we have maintained all our seats with three retiring members.
And One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is at risk of losing her Senate seat. It comes as the Legalised Cannabis Australia Party gains record votes in Queensland.
Listener.